seed, and I had saved seed out the night before that lost night or not, but it was a little cushion with me, and that was what everyone called it. But that you just be surprised, that man knows us higher than that, and how beautiful and attractive that was. But I had hedge all along, so it wouldn't show. We had about two building lots. Out in front, we would never sell because I said we'd be in somebody's back door. Should we sell that? And I left a huge garden here. This year was about 18.
Okay, that kind of bean you mentioned was the one you eat the pod.
Yeah, the little cut short bean.
Yeah, you eat the pod. Is there any other name for those? Just general names?
Well, just Tennessee Green Pod and Kentucky White. They're just different names.
That kind of bean you mentioned was the one you eat the pod.
Some people call them the butter beans. That's another
name they're
called. Well, they're the same thing. And dill, I used to raise a lot of dill. That's for pickling cucumber. People go to my garden. Miss Bell, can I go out and get some dill? Go help yourself. It's there. And it'll come every year from the seed. I had a few of the stalks. And it would blow around. And I do hope I hadn't lost out on that deal, because it grew without planning that. It just came up as a volunteer.
You take the tops of turnips and cook them.
Yes, turnip greens.
Okay.
Oak salad, that's another wild, and that's been deal. Just a year later, that's been coming up. There was a lot of that came up, and they say it's one of the best things for your system. And about one time, my husband was crazy about it. But I wanted to cook that poke salad, but that is a very famous dish now.
Wow.
How did you cook it?
Well, I would always parboil it. That's put in the water, you know. Then you season it with whatever you, and it's delicious. You put that in like that. That's what we cook it.
Okay. This is something that, okay, talking about lettuce. You say, so if you had two of these bunches of lettuce, let's say you had two, what, of lettuce?
Two stalks, because some of it grows up. However, I like the low kind.
So talk about lettuce.
But I have had it brought to my room recently. The Church of Christ minister brought it. And it's delicious, but still I rather have the, you get the slips of that, and first thing you know it's up like that. But now I rather have that. It's doesn't run up.
Stuff that grows around?
Yes. It's a head lettuce. Head lettuce, they call it.
So you say you had two, what, of lettuce?
Batches that short, you'd call it bunches, and the other stuff on lots.
Okay. You wouldn't talk about head?
Head lettuce, that didn't run up, you see. Now this seedling that they brought to my room last week was that it grew up on a, they evidently put plants in it, but this that I'm speaking of, mushroom seed, was the way in my garden.
Say if you had, someone had seven girls and seven boys, you'd say that he had a what of children?
Well, he had 14 children, seven of each.
But would you ever use the word passel?
Well, I used to hear that a whole lot. Passel, my father would use it, so I don't know. Every once in a while I hear someone say that word. We had a whole passel of
seven. Okay. What would you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shucks.
Okay. And what do you call the corn that's tender enough to eat off of?
Well, that is, I like sweet corn an awful lot. We have but I guess you call it boiled corn that you ate off of cob.
What would you call the outside roasting ears?
Yes, that's the tender corn. We have the fresh roasting ears out of our garden today. That's the way we do it. It's been like,